17 U.S. spies over the past year and sentenced some of them to death. The United States denies the claim. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Iran government is claiming the CIA had promised those arrested visas or jobs in America, with an official circulating a CD with a video recording of an alleged foreign female spy working for the CIA. It's suggested the disc also includes names of several U.S. embassy staff in Turkey, India, Zimbabwe and Austria, who Iran claims were in touch with the recruited Iranian spies. Occasionally, Iran announces detention of spies it says are working for foreign countries, including the U.S. and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran claimed the spies had been captured during the past year and had been collecting information from sensitive sites, like military and nuclear facilities, for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. The United States and Pakistan are jointly seeking a way to end the war in Afghanistan, according to U.S. President Donald Trump. He met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office on Monday. Trump said the United States is working with Pakistan and others on a peace agreement with the Taliban. He said the Pentagon also continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan, in his words, very slowly and very safely. The Pakistani Prime Minister said now is the closest the parties have been to a peace deal in Afghanistan. He said there is no military solution for the country. Khan has long campaigned against the use of military force to resolve the conflict. Pakistani officials are hoping Khan and Trump will personally bond and help repair the relationship between Islamabad and Washington. From the Central News in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. China has lashed out at a Hong Kong protest targeting its office Sunday, with a front-page commentary in the official People's Daily newspaper headlined,